Nolte, Trump beats Bernie 50% to 43% into way match. By John Nolte on February 26, 2020. President Trump beats Democrat Socialist Bernie Sanders by 50% to 43%, according to a poll released Wednesday by Rasmussen Reports. Rasmussen, one of the most accurate pollsters of the 2016 presidential election, surveyed 1,000 likely voters February 24 to 25. This poll has a margin of error of 3 points. The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds Trump earning 50% support among likely U.S. voters to Sanders' 43%. 7% are undecided, says the report. Trump earns 84% of the Republican vote and leads 49% to 39% among voters not affiliated, independents, with either major party. Sanders captures 75% of Democrats, but nearly one in four Democratic voters, 22%, opt for Trump instead, Rasmussen adds. The poll also found that in a matchup between the president and the avowed socialist, Bernie earned only 60% black support, compared to the 88% Hillary Clinton got in 2016. That is a catastrophic number for Bernie, and other polls show Trump increasing his support among black Americans. Among other minority voters, Trump leads Bernie 48% to 44% and bests the 78-year-old socialist 54% to 39% with white voters. Most polls have shown Sanders defeating Trump by single digits. In the Real Clear Politics poll of polls average, Sanders is up 4.4% over the president. Bernie's competition for the Democrat nomination are hoping to derail the frontrunner with the claim he has no chance against Trump. But if you look at the polls, he's averaging better than the others in a head-to-head matchup. Pete Buttigieg is only up 1.8 points over Trump. Amy Klobuchar is only up 1.7. Mike Bloomberg is up 3.3. Joe Biden is up 4.3. Elizabeth Warren is up 1.8. Obviously, when the other Democrats make that case, though, they are talking about how vulnerable the socialist Bernie will be on the issues. Also, Bernie has not been vetted. Not wanting to alert voters to the fact that a full-blown socialist is the Democrat frontrunner, the media have neglected to vet Sanders, even though he's been a U.S. senator for decades, almost won the 2016 nomination, and has been a serious 2020 frontrunner for months. But let's be fair, none of these polls mean a thing right now. Trump is stuck in the White House while the Democrats are out there free to slaughter him. We won't really know the shape of the race until the conventions are over and Trump is on the campaign trail full-time, making his case and contrasting himself to whoever ends up as the Democrat choice. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.